Right, it's Kerrang Radio. It is me, Johnny Doom, in my little cabin, hiding from the rain at Download 2016. Didn't know what year
that's
it was.
That's the year. That is the year.
Yeah. So, yeah, Twin Atlantic in the house. How you doing?
Trying We're to good, keep mate. Dry. How you doing?
I'm actually doing very well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look all right, actually.
We're doing all right.
Yeah.
We're obviously used to this more than everyone in England or more than anyone else in the world. Totally.
I think this happens every year now at Download, so we're not surprised about the weather. But, you know, I'm still having a good time. I'm still optimistic.
The number one key thing about festivals. Come to have a good time. Don't pay... I don't know what it costs to come here, but let's say £200 to then come and moan all weekend. That's crazy.
There's some killer bands on. Yeah. I saw a bit of baby metal, which was quite entertaining.
I heard they had a nightmare, loads of water falling on them on the stage and all that.
Yeah, I mean, because the girls move around the way they do, they have to watch they don't slip over, you know. But yeah, you've got a killer slot tonight. It's just before All Time Low.
Yeah. That's the one,
so it's a big one, really.
It's also the first festival of the whole summer and the first festival of the new album.
Yeah.
So it's like we're super excited to get going.
Yeah, I was going to say you've got a new album for us.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the one that blew up was Free.
Absolutely
blew up.
Unexpectedly for us, it was a bit of a buzz. We were also away touring in other places, and every time we came home, people were like, "You're on the radio." We're like, "Aye, cool. This is great."
Did you find it hard with the album after that, really, to kind of keep the momentum going, or did you find that it was, I don't know, did you find that people were accepting of it in the same way? You know, The Great Divide.
I don't really know if we put much thought into. I think, you know, the last record we didn't put much thought into it as like a body of work. We really, really focused on individual songs and tried to really perfect them.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of where we ended up landing with a bit of a kind of, a bit of a hit song.
Yeah.
That song, Heart and Soul, got played so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was in like the charts and all this mad stuff that just sounds made up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we kind of just like zoned in on how to make the perfect song for our band. I mean, not obviously of all time. That's insane to think that that's what I'm saying.
It's up
there. I mean, it is quite high up there, but aye. So, like, we were so focused on that we never really felt the pressure of like living up to the one before. Or we always try and go into every album with a bit of like a purpose, a reason to make it. And the last one, like I'm saying, is like song driven type affair.
So what about the new one? What's it called for a start? Because I don't know what it's called.
It is called GLA.
Ah, okay.
As in the airport code for our city.
Ah, yeah.
And it is written in our city, and it is kind of a little bit about our city, but more about how we feel about being. Sam, take over.
Yeah, I know what it's about. You were getting somewhere. It's more. It's basically. Do you know what I mean? It is a bit of a kind of ode to being from Glasgow. Anyone that's been there or knows it, it's got this kind of different atmosphere to any other city.
Yeah.
And that's not unique of it. It's not unique.
Yeah, but it's not that. Yeah, it's about that, but it's not about that.
Yeah, it's not like a concept, right? It's not like a Coheed and Cambria record or something like that.
Yeah.
It's more like we're just really proud to be from there. City's having a bit of a kind of moment in the sun, just in general. It's just kind of on the up. And we just wanted to kind of let the people there know we were proud to be from there. We're trying to make a really authentic rock record because it's really lacking just now.
Yeah.
From our taste, personally, there's not many bands out there that we love anymore, which is kind of sad. It's all kind of older dudes.
Yeah.
So we just were like, right, we'll do it. We'll just make an album that we love, and we'll just do it really selfishly and make it about where we're from, and that's pretty much it.
And growing up in Glasgow yourselves, like, was it a musical place? Was it a place of inspiration musically?
I mean, so unbelievable. Even just from our families, you know, like my dad played a lot of music, and you had uncles that played in bands and things, so we were always surrounded by music, you know?
Yeah.
But from Glasgow, there's just so many artists that have come from there. See, there's 800,000 people there, but it's a weird amount of bands that come from Glasgow and do well considering the size of the city, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've always just been blessed with the fact that you always know that it's possible. We always knew that it was possible to like break out and do well as a band from Glasgow because, well, there was proof, you know? So it kind of made the whole thing seem like attainable.
And it is weird, like you said, it's having that moment in the sun because it was Wales, like yeah. years back.
True.
You know, there was all these bands coming out of Wales, you know?
Yeah.
And then, and Scotland lately, I've been getting lots of great bands from Scotland, whether it's Vakovi or yeah. Altered Sky as well, out them playing around my
house,
you know? And yeah, so maybe it is just that time just to kind of flesh out bands from a certain...
Yeah, it's even just... I mean, I think that generally happens when, you know, more at the core of the actual people of the city are just, like, having a kind of uprising or something. Like, Glasgow's sort of owning, like, this multicultural thing when the rest of the UK and...
Yeah.
There's literally a vote in a few days about... You know what I mean? It's really on the tip of everyone's tongue about, like... You know, living side by side with, you know, I mean, different people from different countries. Whereas Glasgow's just getting on with it.
Yeah.
We had the Commonwealth Games, all these massive events that kind of just reinvigorated the city.
But it is a weird time politically. I mean, it's kind of everybody suddenly having to think about things that they might not think about normally,
totally.
And actually think about the future of the country.
We had it massively. We're now obviously post referendum.
Yeah,
vote.
Yeah.
So in Glasgow, this kind of speaks a lot of kind of truth about what I'm saying, but it was the only place where there was like passion shown in the streets. Like everyone took to George Square, the main sort of, and like not fought it out physically, but nearly. It was a turning point in the city where everybody kind of reignited their passion for everything politics, just like care for that for each other as well. Do you know what I mean? People were like, "That's not right, and this should be doing so." Yeah,
it's kind of good to see a bit of passion, though.
Oh, we love people, it, man. Yeah,
people talking about politics, you know, and actually engaging with some pretty weighty issues as well.
Yes, yeah, it's frightening, almost because you know, the world's gone PC mad. Yeah. I sound like an old guy now. The world's gone bloody PC mad.
No, it has, though, in an interesting way. I think it's definitely the internet that's brought everybody's opinions out to the open.
People are just too quick to offend. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Be offended.
Yeah, that
are
is
you offended? Are you getting offended?
No, that
offended.
Is a problem. That is a problem for musicians because if you say the wrong thing or even if you tweet the wrong thing these days, you can have just people on you in a minute. So it makes kind of art a bit more streamlined and people be less offensive and people be less willing to just kind of say something off the bat, you know. But anyway... So back to the set. I imagine you're pretty excited. It's a really big accolade to be able to play second to last on the second stage.
Yeah, I think we've
honestly haven't actually thought about it until we got here.
Yeah.
And then people like you are saying that, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
We might be garbage tonight. We might be terrible. We might be totally out of our depth.
You're gonna play a few new songs anyway. A couple of new songs.
A couple of new songs. Yeah. Our album's not out till September, so we're gonna eke it out, introduce the new songs.
Ease it in.
Yeah, a couple of new ones.
Well, good luck. Anyway, thanks for chatting to me.
Thanks, mate.
And we'll just keep playing Twin Atlantic and have a great download 2016.
You too, man. Thanks for having us.